A businessman was late for a very important meeting.
下一张幻灯片，这张图片显示的是一个商人，他因为一些事情迟到了一个非常重要的会议。
And he couldn't find a parking space, so he started to pray.
他找不到一个停车位，所以他开始祷告。
And he said, "Lord, I have to make this meeting. Have pity on me."
他祷告说，主啊，求你怜悯我，我需要一个停车位，这个会议非常重要。
And he said, he promised, if you help me find a parking spot, I will go to church every Sunday.
他跟神说道，如果你帮我找到一个停车位，那我以后每周日都会去教会敬拜。
I will even give up drinking.
我甚至会放戒酒。
Miraculously, a parking spot opened right in front of him.
然后很奇妙的，就在他的正前方，一个停车位出现了。
This fellow looked up and said to the Lord, "Never mind, I found one."
然后他向着天说，算了，没关系，我找到了。
And many times that's how we approach prayer.
很多时候，我们的祷告是不是也像这个人的祷告一样？
We find ourselves in a huge crisis, and we say, "Lord, have mercy on me."
我们常常在遇到很大的困境、很大的难处的时候，我们祷告求神帮助我们。
But as soon as the crisis is over, we forget to talk to God anymore.
但是这样的危机过后，我们就完全忘了这回事了。我们把神都忘了。
If we're going to ever experience revival in our lives, we need to learn how to pray at a deeper level.
如果我们真的想要在我们的生命当中有复兴的话，我们必须要学习如何深层的祷告。
Today we're going to look at this story of King Jehoshaphat.
今天我们要来看看这个圣经当中关于约沙法的故事。
You can go back to the other slide. And King Jehoshaphat was a very slow learner, just like me.
约沙法王是一个学得很慢的人，我也是这样的人。
Many times I think that God has to teach me a lesson.Like 10 times before I finally get it.
神需要教导我十次，我可能才能学到那个功课。
Well, God had sent 4 prophets in Jehoshaphat's lifetime to help him grow in his faith.
在约沙法一生当中，神先后派了4个先知，教他一些功课。
And it wasn't until the very last one that he finally got the lesson.
直到约沙法直到看见听见第四个先知所说的话，他才学到这个功课。
And the lesson that he understood was the importance of prayer in revival.
这个功课就是复兴祷告在复兴当中的重要性。
Now I'm so thankful for this story because I'm a slow learner.
我非常感恩神将这个故事放在旧约当中，因为我也是一个学得很慢的人。
And any person at any age in life can learn how to pray better.
我们任何一个人在我们生命当中的任何一个阶段都要学习如何来祷告。
So this story gives all of us hope that we can learn to pray in deeper ways.
所以这则故事呢，就给了我们这样的一个盼望。我们也可以像约沙法一样，在任何的人生的阶段，都可以来学习如何进一步的来祷告。
A quick summary of Jehoshaphat's life is that he reigned for 35 years.
简述一下约沙法王他的一个生平，他统治了犹大国35年。
And most of those years were lived in compromise with no great spiritual victory.
大部分这35年当中大部分时间呢都是在属灵上比较软弱的时候。
But at the end of the life, at the end of his life, he finally figured out what God was trying to teach him.
但是他在他晚年的时候他终于学到了神要他学的功课。
So there's hope for all of us. We can learn this lesson no matter what age we are.
所以我们这则故事给了我们一个盼望，就是不管我们现在处于哪个年龄段，我们都可以有这样的盼望，可以学这样的功课。
And 2 Chronicles chapter 20 gives us 4 reasons to pray.
历代志下二十章给了我们四个原因，我们如何来祷告。
And each of these reasons will bring us closer to that revival prayer that we need in our lives and our church.
这每一个原因呢，都能帮助我们来学习如何来更深次的祷告，从而有复兴在我们的生命当中发生。
And the first reason we pray is because prayer helps us gain perspective.
第一个原因呢，就是祷告能够帮助我们用一个新的眼光来看境遇。
You can see from this slide up here that there were three countries on the eastern side of the Jordan River that were attacking.
大家可以看一下这张地图，在这张地图的右边呢，有三个国家处在犹大河这个死海的东边。
And in verse 3, it says that the nation was alarmed.
第三节，二十章第三节说到，约沙法便惧怕。
They were frightened and they were terrified.
整个犹大的王国都非常的惧怕，他们害怕极了。
And because of that, they lost perspective.
因为这样非常一个大的一个惧怕，他们已经完全看不见前方。
Has anything ever frightened you?
你有没有被什么样的事情因为那件事情而惧怕，无比的惧怕？
Maybe a health issue, a doctor saying, oh, I don't like how that looks.
也许是因为身体出了问题。
Maybe a disconnection in your marriage.
也许是你婚姻当中出教了。
Maybe you've been frightened by your children and they're growing up and they're not following your ways.
也许是你的孩子开始了悖逆期。
Have you ever been frightened for your church saying, oh my word, how is the church going to ever survive?
你有没有为教会曾经出现一些状况而焦虑过？
And today, many people are frightened because of COVID.
今天有没有很多人因为新冠病毒而整天非常的焦虑？
So this is not just an academic study. This is a study that can actually change our lives.
所以我们今天不是学一个理论课，而是我们今天要学习一个可以操练的一个方式。
And the first reason that we pray is because it helps us to gain perspective on the greatness of God.
第一个原因就是祷告能帮助我们从神的眼光来看当下的环境。
In verse 6, Jehoshaphat starts his prayer off by talking and ascribing sovereign power to God.
第六节，当约沙法开始祷告的时候，大家可以看到他是怎样开始这个祷告，是通过来描述神的属性，神是怎样的神。
He says, "You're the God in heaven."
他说道，你不是天上的神吗？
And you rule over all nations of the earth.
你不是在掌管万邦万国吗？
And you have such mighty power that no one can stand against you.
在你手中有大能大力，无人能抵挡你。
See, when we pray and we worship God, we gain perspective on how big and strong God is.
所以当我们来祷告的时候，我们第一个需要重新回到神的面前，真的认识神是何等的伟大。
God's kingdom will last forever.
神的国会永存。
The gates of hell will not be able to stand against God's kingdom.
在神国面前，地狱的门站立不住。
The problems of earth are like little ants compared to the mighty power of God.
我们生命当中遇到了大大小小的困难，在神面前就好像看起来是蚂蚁一样。
So this army that's coming against them is not a problem for God.
所以当时有这三国的大军来攻击犹大国的时候，在神来说根本就不是什么问题。
But this is an opportunity for the nation to grow in prayer.
所以这是神给他们的一个机会，让他们来成长，来学习祷告。
Now I'm going to do something really dangerous right now. I'm going to talk about Chinese language.
我下面要做一些有点危险的事情。我下面要说几个中文。
And I've often heard this, and I want to know if this is true, but I've heard that the Chinese word for crisis is danger.An opportunity.
所以我知道，大家曾经说过，在中文当中，中文很有智慧啊。关于危机这个词啊，一个是危险，另外是个机会。
So if that is true, you can go down to the bottom here, and you can go to chat, And I think you could put like a thumbs up or something like that on your screen so that we would know if this is really true.
如果你认同这个观点，或者你确确实实是这么看的话，你可以在这个啊、聊天这个框可以点一个同意，大拇指向上，赞同。
But when we see how big God is, we realize that every dangerous situation is an opportunity for us to trust God.
所以这样的每一个每一次的危机，每一次的困境，都是我们要来经历神的一个机会。
Corrie ten Boom is one of my favorite heroes.
彭柯利呢，是我生命当中一个非常重要的人，对我来说，对我帮助很大。
During World War II, she and her family hid Jews in their house.
彭柯利他们一家呢，是一个基督徒的一家，曾经在二战当中呢，为了要保护犹太人，曾经将犹太人藏在他们家里。
And she actually went to a concentration camp because of what she did.
就因为他们做了这些呢，彭柯利后来去了集中营。
But when she was released, she had a different perspective of the power of God.
当她从集中营出来的时候，她对神有了一个不同的看见，不同的认识。
And whenever she would have a problem, this is what she would do.
每当她遇到一些问题难处的时候，下面是她会做的事情。
She would go into her bathroom and look in her mirror.
所以她会去卫生间去看着这个镜子里的自己。
And she would say, God, this problem is a huge problem.
她会说，神啊，这个问题太大了。
And this problem is a problem that I don't think you can solve.
这个问题可能大到你都没有办法解决。
And then she would laugh. There's no problem that God cannot solve.
然后他就会笑起来说，没有什么事情是神做不了的。
When you encounter danger and frightening situations,
当你遇到这些危机的时候，这些难处的时候，
the first words, the first prayer out of our mouth should be,
我们出口的第一个祷告，
Father, you are in heaven.
我们祷告的第一句应该是，神啊，你是天上的神。
And there is nothing on earth that can stop your mighty power.
地上没有任何的事情能阻挡大能大力的你。
So pray that the next time you face danger.
所以下一次你遇到任何的危机难处的时候，就用这样的话语来开始你的祷告。
The second reason we pray is that prayer recalls the promises of God.
第二个原因我们需要祷告的原因是祷告能够让我们回想起神的应许。
Jehoshaphat's prayer calls on the promises of God to protect them.
约沙法的祷告当中回想了神曾经怎样帮助他们。
When we root our prayers in the promises of God, we are rooting our prayers in the will of God.
当我们祷告的时候，以神的应许为这样的一个根基的时候，我们就按照神的心意来祷告。
And because we're praying the will of God, His will be done.
因为我们是按着神的心意来祷告的，所以他的心意必定成就。
Now Jehoshaphat's prayer in this chapter is based on two previous promises given by God.
约沙法王的祷告，他基于两个神曾经给的应许。
The first is Genesis 13:15, that all of the land is given to Abraham.
这两个应许是创世纪当中13:15曾经提到过，凡你所看见的一切地，我都要赐给你和你的后裔，直到永远。
So Jehoshaphat reminds God, God, you promised this land for Abraham and his descendants.
所以当约沙法祷告的时候，他回想起神的应许，不光光是他一方面提醒神，也是提醒自己。
And the second promise is that if God's people will pray and seek and turn and humble themselves, God's going to heal.
第二个他神曾给的应许是在历代志下7:14，这称为我名下的子民，若是自卑， 祷告，寻求我的面，转离他们的恶行，我必从天上垂听，赦免他们的罪，医治他们的地。
These three armies that were coming to attack them fell underneath the promises of God.
当这三个国家的大军来侵袭、来攻击犹大国的时候，他们这些攻击，甚至是攻击，好像人看起来是负面的，都是在神的心意当中。
We are going to all face frightening situations this week.
我们这一周必须来面对一些我们不得不面对的一些难处。
Our knowledge of the promises of God will make a huge difference in our prayers.
当我们更加了解、相信神的应许的时候，我们如何来面对处境，如何来祷告，会完全的不同。
God has given us 7,487 promises in the Bible.
神在圣经当中给了我们7,487个应许。
If you only know 5 promises, your prayer life is going to be very, very weak.
如果你只知道这7,000多个当中的5个应许，那你的祷告生活会非常的薄弱。
So this is where success comes in, the intersection of praying the promises of God. That's the power.
所以在祷告当中，一个分水岭，一个会截然不同的，就是你要知道神的应许。
I encourage you this week to write out a promise of God on an index card.
所以这一周我鼓励大家去渐渐地拾起来、背起来、记起来神在圣经当中曾经给我们的应许。
This is the one that I'm going to keep with me this entire week.
所以这一周呢，我这一条应许是我这一周都会来铭记背诵的。
It comes from Isaiah chapter 26, verse 3.
这来自于以赛亚书26:3。
You will keep in perfect peace him whose mind is steadfast because he trusts in you.
以赛亚书26:3是这样说到的：艰辛依赖你的，你必保守他十分平安，因为他倚靠你。
So when I have periods of unrest and I don't have peace in my life, what I'm going to do?Is I'm going to put my mind on the Lord.
所以当我遇到一些难处的时候，我心里没法平静的时候，我就会安静下来，来到神的面前，单单的来仰望他。
Let's go to the third promise, the third reason we pray.
所以第三个我们要祷告的原因是
，Prayer realizes our power in weakness.
祷告能够让我们意识到我们在软弱当中毫无能力。
In verse 12, it says, we have no power to face this vast enemy.
历代志下20:12说到，因为我们无力抵挡这来攻击我们的大军。
In fact, we don't even know what to do.
因为我们甚至都不知道要怎样行。
Sometimes prayer is the only thing we can do.
有些时候我们什么都不能做，祷告是我们唯一能做的事情。
But those who come to God humbly and in weakness, those are the people that God uses in a mighty way.
当那些人愿意谦卑、自卑、承认自己的软弱的时候，来到神面前的时候，神的大能就会释放出来。
Have you ever been in this place of powerlessness?
你有没有曾经经历过这样好像完全无力的状态？
My wife and I have been there many, many times.
我和我太太曾经无数次经历过这样的无力的状态。
When the doctors come and they tell me, you know, Scott, you've had 2 heart attacks, we got to put stents in your heart.
我曾经有一次是医生来跟我说你的心脏出了一些问题，我要在你的心脏当中植入2个支架。
There is nothing that I can do to become better except, go ahead, doc, I'm going to pray for you.
所以那个时候我真的是什么都做不了，我唯一能做的就是我跟医生说，来吧，做吧，我唯一能做的就是我为你和为我自己祷告。
My wife had Lyme disease for many, many years, and there was nothing we could do to make her better.
我的太太有莱姆病，这个免疫病有很多很多年，我们什么都不能做，只能祷告。
We went through infertility for 7 years, and there was nothing that we could do to make that better.
我们有七年，经历这样的不孕症，没有孩子，所以我们那个时候也没法做任何的事情，只能祷告。
There were many times when I was at Grace Church that problems appeared so big that I said to God, God, there's nothing that I can do. I'm powerless.
当牧师曾经在他的教会，恩典教会当中的时候，无数次他都向神祷告说，神啊，这个教会，这是你的教会，正在经历很多的问题，但是我真的是不知道出路在哪里，我不知道能做什么。
So what do you do when you're powerless?
所以当你无能为力的时候，你做些什么呢？
You pray.
你要祷告。
So here's a question. Why don't we pray?
所以这是我要问大家的问题，我们为什么不祷告？
Many times it's because we're too busy or we are not in the habit of praying.
很多时候是因为我们太忙碌了，我们没有祷告的习惯。
Let me ask you a personal question. Why don't you pray?
让我问你一个非常个人化的问题，你为什么不祷告？
The ultimate answer to that is we don't pray because we don't think we need to pray.
很多时候这个终极的答案其实是我们为什么不祷告，因为我们不觉得我们需要来祷告。
And that is because we think that we are strong and we are powerful and we are smart.
这个根基的原因是因为我们觉得我们自己很有能力，我们很坚强，我们能够处理一切的事情。
And I am so guilty of thinking that in my life over many years.
我因为那么想，在我生命当中那么多年一直这么想，我感觉到非常的有愧有罪。
When I work, I work. But when I pray, God works.
当我做事的时候，仅仅是我做事。当我祷告的时候，是神在做事。
If we could see what Jesus is looking at when he looks at our planet.
我们可以想象一下，当我们做事的时候，耶稣正在看着地球上的每一个人。
Who is Jesus looking for?
耶稣正在寻求谁呢？
The smart and the strong and the successful people?
他在寻求那些聪明的、成功的、智慧的人吗？
No, he's not looking for those people.
不，他不是在寻求这样的人。
God is looking for the powerless and the humble.
耶稣在寻找那些愿意自卑的，愿意觉得他心灵里贫穷的，觉得自己无力的人。
God is looking for people who know they're weak, but they know that God is strong.
神在寻求的是那些自知自己无能为力，知道他们需要神的人。
It is only the humble that know the power of God.
唯有谦卑的人知道神的大能。
That is why we pray.
这就是我们为什么要来祷告。
The fourth reason we pray is because prayer perfects our faith.
第四个我们需要祷告的原因是因为祷告能使我们的信心增长完全。
In verse 13, it says that, you know, all the people with their wives and their children just stood there before God.
历代志下二十章十三节说到，犹大众人和他们的婴孩、妻子、儿女都站在耶和华面前。
They knew that this was a completely hopeless situation.
他们之所以能站在那里，是因为他们完完全全知道他们已经无计可施，无能为力。
But God wasn't done with them yet.
但是神要做的不仅仅是救他们于这个危机当中。
He wanted to perfect their faith.
他希望他们的信心能够增长，能够完全。
He wanted to challenge them to do something that was completely trusting in him.
所以神挑战这些犹大人要做一些事情，能够显示出他们愿意完完全全的相信依靠神。
So he sent the prophet Jehaziel with a message.
所以他给这个先知亚哈西一些信息。
And he said, "Don't be afraid. God's going to fight this battle. Just take your position and stand firm."
所以这个神的信息是说让他们不要害怕，这次你们不要征战，要摆正站着。
Now here's a crazy thing. They believed him.
最奇怪的事情，最疯狂的事情是有这些犹大人相信了神的话。
And it says that Jehoshaphat got down on his knees, and the whole nation got down on their knees before God.
圣经十八节说到，约沙法就面伏于地，犹大众人和耶路撒冷的居民也俯伏在耶和华面前，叩拜耶和华。
And the revival was on.
正是因为这样子，复兴开始了。
But they needed to act on that word from the Lord.
但是他们不光光是听到，而且必须要按照神所吩咐的去行。
So the next day, the king decided, hey, let's do this idea.
所以第二天，约沙法就与众民商议，然后决定做下面的事情。
Let's believe God to the point that we put the praise band in front of the army.
我们要信耶和华我们的神，然后我们将这些诗班放在军队之前。
Now this is not a way to get rid of the musicians in your church.
这不是因为神好像不喜欢这些音乐家要干掉他们。
This was an act of total faith. Nobody puts the choir in front of the army.
这个可能没有人会这么做，将诗班摆在军队前面，但是这就是神要挑战他们的一个如何来完成信靠他的一个过程。
But the writer of this book wanted us to know that the victory belonged to God.
所以历代志下的作者想让我们知道，胜利是归于耶和华的。
And that is the way to have a very strong prayer life is to trust God even in difficult times.
所以这就是我们为什么要有个非常坚强的一个非常持续稳定的祷告生活，只有这样我们才能对神的信心日益的增强。
So let's end up with some practical applications for us in February of 2021.
所以我们来看一看，在今年2021年2月我们可以实际操练如何来祷告的一些方法。
And the first that it is time to pray, and I want to encourage the whole church to start praying at 10:02 every day.
所以我来鼓励我们当中的每一个人能够设定每天设定一个在10:02来祷告。
So I'm encouraging you, we've done this before, set your clock on your phone to 10:02 to give you a little reminder.
所以大家可以在的手机上设置一个闹钟，每天10:02来祷告。
And at 10:02, this comes from Luke chapter 10, verse 2.
之所以是10:02，是因为路加福音10:2有这样的话语。
Where it says, ask the Lord of the harvest to send out workers.
你们当求庄稼的主打发工人出去收他的庄稼。
So I encourage you to pray for the harvest.
所以我恳求你们要为神的工厂来祷告。
I encourage you to pray for the workers in the harvest.
请你们为工厂的属灵工厂的这些传道人也好，每一个同工来祷告。
I've had the opportunity this week to pray for the workers at your church.
这一周周三的时候，我有机会和南康州华人基督教会的一些同工来一起祷告。
So at 10:02 each day, I've been praying for Bo and Jew and Wei and Kenneth and John Liu and John Wang.
所以这周每一天我设置了在10:02来为南康州华人基督教会这些同工，周三参加这样的一个意向的这一课的张博、黄菊、周伟、凯玉、江红还有陆俊来祷告。
The second way that we should do this is sing your prayers to God.
所以第二个我们可以做的是在祷告当中敬拜赞美主。
Do you realize that when you sing a praise song, Satan leaves the room?
你有没有察觉到，当我们来敬拜赞美祷告的时候，撒旦就离开了我们的房间。
Satan and his demons cannot stand it when you're singing a praise song.
当我们来敬拜赞美歌唱神的时候，撒旦和他的跟随者根本就没有办法忍受。
So, sing your praise, sing your prayers to God each day.
所以每一天，让我们来敬拜赞美主，将他当得的荣耀归给他。
The third is to pray a promise this week.
所以第三个就是每一周用一个神的应许来祷告。
just write down one of those 7,000 promises, put it on an index card, and carry it in your pocket with you all week.
所以每一周我们可以用这样的一个小的笔记本纸板来记一个神的应许，每一天来、拿出来看一看，记一记。
I encourage you also to pray blessings on everybody you meet.
我也鼓励大家为我们遇到的每一个人来祝福祷告。
Pray blessings on the neighbors around your house.
为我们的邻居来祷告。
On your neighborhood. Go walking around your neighborhood and bless all of the houses.
当我们在我们、家附近散步的时候，当我们走到哪一家，就为这一家人来祷告。
Of course, you should bless everyone in your home.
当然你是要为你的家人，每一个家人来祷告。
But simply say, Lord, bless this person.
就不是要很复杂，很富丽堂皇，就是很简单，主啊，求你来祝福他。
Bless them with good health.
祝福他有好的身体。
With good relationships.
祝福他的人际关系都能够健康。
And most importantly, Lord, bless them with your son, Jesus Christ.
最重要的是为这个人的祷、能够得救，能够认识主来祷告。
And finally, I encourage you to organize your prayer life.
最后一个是我鼓励大家能够、安排好你的祷告生活，能够有规律的来祷告。
Just take a simple sheet of paper, something like you'll see on the screen in a second, and organize your week.
可以，大家可以画这样的一个表格，一个可以祷告的，一周七天可以来祷告的这样的一个表格。
And then you could just fold this and put this in your Bible, and every day read and pray. And there's certain things you'll just pray for once a week.
将这样的祷告清单和你的圣经放在一起，所以当你来读圣经的时候，别忘了，也为这些事项来祷告。
And then there's certain things that you'll pray for every day.
所以在第一列当中，每一天我们需要做的、这个每一天都需要做的。
If there was ever a time for the church to come together and pray, it's right now.
如果有任何时候一个教会需要同心合意来祷告，那就是现在。
This week I heard from the Barna report that 1 out of 3 Americans are dealing with depression.
这周我看新闻的时候、有巴纳这样的一个报告说现如今在美国有三分之一的人有这样的一个抑郁症。
People need hope.
人们需要盼望，需要希望。
People need Jesus.
他们需要耶稣基督。
So pray for the Lord of the harvest.
所以祷告神能够在他、有更多的工人可以去收庄稼。
That Benny would come to know him this week.
愿我们每一个人这个星期能更多的认识神。
Let's pray.
我们一起来祷告。
Lord, we live in alarming times.
主啊，我们生活在一个充满惧怕的时代。
We're surrounded by people that are living defeated lives.
我们周边到处都是一个好像被生活打败的人，环境当中。
But you are the God of the highest heavens.
但是主啊，你是全能的主。
You rule over all the nations.
你主宰万邦万国。
Your power and might is so strong, no one or nothing can stand against you.
你手中有大能大力，无人能抵挡你。
So we pray, Lord, that you would start a great revival in our church.
所以主啊，我们恳求你，你来在我们的教会当中开始这样一个属灵的大的复兴。
We pray that you'd start a revival in our families.
我们恳求你在我们的家庭当中开始这样一个大的复兴。
And you would start a revival in our lives.
你在我们生活的层层面面都开始这样的复兴。
Lord, today we stand powerless before you.
主啊，我们今天站在你的面前无能为力，什么都做不了。
But our eyes are upon you.
但是我们就来单单的仰望你。
Lord, send a great movement of your Holy Spirit upon us today.
主啊，就求你今天就让圣灵来大大的浇灌我们，感动我们。
In Jesus' name we pray this.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thanks, Pastor Scott, for a wonderful message and the great applications for our day-to-day prayer. 感谢主，感谢 Scott 牧师，给我们。